Most of us are asleep. Not the kind where you're tucked in bed dreaming, but a waking sleep where we move through life on autopilot, reacting mechanically to everything around us. Spirituality means waking up, Anthony DeMello insists. We marry in our sleep, raise children in our sleep, and tragically, many die without ever truly awakening. This unconsciousness explains why we miss life's fundamental paradox. Despite all the apparent chaos and suffering, everything is fundamentally well. We can't see this truth because we're trapped in nightmares of our own making. Like a grown man who still needs his father to wake him for school, we've outgrown our sleeping state but resist the alarm clock of awareness. Why do we resist? Because awakening is uncomfortable. It requires facing truths we've spent lifetimes avoiding, our dependencies, our fears, our false beliefs. Most people don't truly want awakening. They merely want their broken toys fixed, their relationships, careers, reputations. They seek better jobs or more harmonious relationships while remaining fundamentally asleep. True awakening isn't about fixing external circumstances, but transforming perception. It's seeing reality as it is, not as we wish it to be. This transformation doesn't come through effort, but through awareness, a quality of attention that sees through our conditioning. As an Arab saying goes, the rain is the same, but it produces thorns in the marshes and flowers in the gardens. The difference lies not in the rain, but in the soil that receives it. DeMello champions proper selfishness as essential for spiritual growth. When others demand we prioritize their happiness over our own, they display destructive selfishness masked as love. The belief that love requires sacrifice only breeds mutual unhappiness. We often make happiness conditional, tying it to relationships, achievements, or possessions, rather than embracing unconditional joy. As DeMello observes, true progress lies not in technological feats, but in spiritual awakening, living with awareness and freedom from conditioning. Through self-observation, we discover that our thoughts, emotions, attitudes, and beliefs aren't truly ours. They're inherited from parents, education, culture, and society. Our I is largely borrowed conditioning. DeMello distinguishes between the I, the observer, and the me, the observed. The I isn't our thoughts, body, name, career, or beliefs. While labels and identities belong to me, the observer remains constant. Suffering occurs when I identifies with me. Pain arises from attaching our existence to something external or internal, mistaking temporary states for our true self. This realization that our defended opinions and identities are borrowed is both liberating and unsettling. True self-observation means watching experiences as if they were happening to someone else, like the sky observing passing clouds. You're the awareness experiencing states, not the states themselves. While we naturally depend on others for practical services, psychological dependency is fundamentally different, relying on others for our emotional well-being. This manifests in seeking constant approval, validation, and reassurance from others, becoming distressed when these needs aren't met. Where there is love, there are no demands, no expectations, no dependency, DeMello explains. I enjoy your company immensely, but I do not cling. If you were to leave me, I will not feel sorry for myself. This suggests that true love exists only in the absence of need. DeMello illustrates this with a metaphor. What I really enjoy is not you, it's something greater than both you and me. It's like a symphony that plays one melody in your presence, but when you depart, the orchestra doesn't stop. This orchestra represents our innate capacity for joy and love, independent of others. This perspective transforms relationships. We can enjoy others' company without demands, appreciating their presence without fearing their absence, loving them for who they are rather than what they provide. This is perfect love, one that allows both parties to grow independently while sharing their journey. DeMello outlines four steps for applying awareness to daily challenges. First, observe your negative feelings without suppression. Simply note their intensity and physical manifestations like a scientist. Second, understand these feelings exist in you, not in reality. Your reaction creates unhappiness, not external events. The same traffic jam can enrage one person while leaving another peaceful. Third, separate yourself from feelings. Don't say, "I am depressed," but depression is there. Your true self is the awareness observing emotions, like clouds passing through the sky. Fourth, focus on changing yourself, not others. Depending on others to change keeps you vulnerable. True freedom comes from transforming your response, not controlling external circumstances. When practiced consistently, these steps create distance between you and your emotions, allowing them to pass through without controlling you, like air remaining pure as black paint moves through it. At the heart of our suffering lies attachment, our desperate clinging to people, things, and outcomes. DeMello explains that while we're programmed for happiness, we're conditioned to believe we need external things like money, success, relationships, or approval to be happy. These attachments are false beliefs that fade quickly. The escape comes through awareness, seeing the programming for what it is. Rather than suppressing desire, DeMello advises transforming it into preference, having wants without letting them control your happiness. This is wakefulness, seeing things not as you are, but as they are. Unhappiness comes from adding negative reactions to reality, usually stemming from illusions or expectations. Life is constantly flowing and changing. As Confucius said, "The one who would be constant in happiness must frequently change." The heart in love remains soft and sensitive, while attachment makes you hard. You can't truly love people when you need them. You can only use them. When you release this need, you enter a desert of solitude that flowers into true understanding of love and reality. "Life is a banquet," DeMello declares, "yet most people are starving to death. Like people dying of thirst while floating on fresh water, we're surrounded by joy but remain unaware, hypnotized, and asleep." Awakening means rediscovering our capacity for enjoyment. DeMello urges us to enjoy the solid food of life, good food, wine, water, and to lose our mind and come to our senses. While animals maintain perfect discipline in eating and resting, we've lost this natural wisdom, seeking artificial stimulants instead. Modern life resembles tourists who meticulously plan vacations only to experience everything through a camera lens. We're constantly preparing to live, but never actually living, eating the menu instead of the food. DeMello suggests sitting quietly and listening to surrounding sounds. As your senses unclog, you return to the present moment where life actually happens. The ultimate perspective shift comes from imagining yourself in your grave. You're not truly living until it doesn't matter whether you live or die. When you're ready to lose your life, you actually live it. Wake up. Drop your attachments. The banquet of life awaits.